Having participated in the field of rheumatology for over 6 decades, I feel compelled to share some of my inner reflections on this remarkable specialty. This book is not intended to be therapeutic or prescriptive, nor does it offer guidelines. It is simply a stream of consciousness, a euphoric expression of my lifelong fascination with the conditions that have plagued humankind since antiquity. Arthritis long predates modern medicine. Paleontologists have identified evidence of inflammatory joint disease in Egyptian mummies. Arthritis is not uniquely human. There is evidence of joint pathology having plagued dinosaurs. Osteoarthritis is common in our familiar animals as well. Many dog owners are aware of arthritic issues in their pets. These observations remind us that rheumatic disease is deeply rooted in life history. The language of rheumatology reflects its long history. The Greek word arthron means joint, while rheuma in Latin means flowing, reflecting the ancient belief that illness arose from the flow of humors in bodily fluids. Lumbago stems from lumbus, meaning low back, and inflammation itself comes from the Latin inflammare, to set on fire, aptly describing the heat and pain of swollen joints. The suffix, "-itis," in medical Greek, simply means inflammation. Hippocrates believed all disease originated from an imbalance of 4 humors, blood, black bile, yellow bile, and phlegm, a theory later codified by Galen. Treatments were empirical and often imaginative, ranging from garlic and mustard to wine and oils rubbed into sore joints. Willow bark, the precursor of aspirin, became one of humanity's earliest and most enduring attempts to relieve pain.